I think there'd be a better chance of you going to McGuigan's Pub.
Oh, there'd be a really good chance I end up down there.
Well,
considering I haven't gone yet, and I know I keep telling Richie Rosen I'm going to go down there. And
well,
you're
probably telling Richie Rosen right now that you're going to go. Right, Richie?
You know, I was waiting for him to say that he was going to McGuigan's because I was getting a little upset that he hasn't shown up yet.
I got to tell you, every time I plan on going out anywhere on a Saturday night, I end up either staying in or going away. For example, this past weekend, I was had all these plans. I ended up in New Hampshire at a Lego convention. So don't take it too hard. I'm blowing everyone off, not just you.
You had a choice, Richie, between you and Legos.
You know, I wasn't going to comment on that. we'll just kind of let that one slide.
We are speaking with another one of our great sponsors here on Monday Night Talk, Richard Rosen, who owns McGuigan's Pub, located in downtown Whitman. And we have a slew of things to talk about before 7:30. Probably first and foremost, coming up on June 9th, is your famous 5K road race. Tell us what's going on. What do you got built around this event coming up in June?
Well, you know, this is our fourth annual 5K road race, and the first year we did it, you know, I put it together within several weeks, and we had 175 runners, and it was such a great success that the second year, we became part of the Pub Series of races, which is only six a year that can do it, and we had 550 races, and then last year, it was just our little old Wiggins Pub race, and we had close to 200. Now, the first year and last year, we didn't have a block party afterwards. We did second year.
Mm.
And we weren't going to do it again this year. We were just going to have the road race and have the award ceremony and a little thing inside the pub afterwards.
Right.
And then after April 15th with the marathon bombings, I said, you know what? We're having a road race. It's 2 months out. We need to do a block party. We need to raise as much money as we can the day of the road race, and we need to donate the funds to the One Fund Boston. So that's what we're going to do. So I went back to the Board of Selectmen and asked them for permission for an outdoor one-day liquor license. And by the way, for those that are listening that are driving down the street, the Bruins just scored. So it's 1-0 Bruins over Toronto.
Oh, is it in the third period?
This is the first period, Game 7.
Okay, just curious, because it seems lately they can't score until the third period, so I'm glad to hear
that.
Well,
they just scored for those listeners that are driving down the street. Anyway, last year I think we gave $3,500 to the Whitman Food Pantry from the proceeds of the road race. We want to raise, obviously, as much money as we can,
right,
and give the majority of it to the One Fund Boston. And we won't forget the local food pantries as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to have our 5K. It's June 9th. It kicks off at noontime. It's $25 a runner, free registration, and you can register online at our website, or you can register at the pub. You can still register the day of the race, but it's $30. So after the race, and it's for all ages. I mean, we have 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 70-year-olds that run this race. And we expect a few hundred runners this year.
After the
race in our parking lot,
yep,
we're going to have a tent set up. We're going to have a disc jockey, a good friend of both of ours, Big Daddy Ray.
Love Big Daddy Ray.
He's going to be out there till 6 p.m. I've got some moonwalks coming for the kids. We're going to have a face painter. We're going to have hot dogs, hamburgers. We're going to have a beer and wine outdoors. And with a whole bunch of raffle prizes that, you know, I'm going to get donated from local merchants, as well as a pair of Red Sox tickets. And, you know, we just want to raise as much money as we possibly can.
I have to say, you do a lot of yeoman's work to put on events like this. How satisfying is it that you get a chance to, in the past, you've given money to the food pantry, and I know that they definitely could use it, but being able to kind of have it, which can have like a dual purpose possibly this year. I mean, how important is that to you?
Oh, I mean, it's why we do it. I mean, last year, when we gave my daughter, Danielle, actually presented the check, I had a big mock check made up. when we presented the food pantry with $3,500, I mean, you know, the guy had tears in his eyes. That is rewarding.
Right.
You know, it's rewarding for us. You know, it's just, it's nice. You know, it's nice to be able to give back. And, you know, that's what we do. So it's, it's fun.
Well, speaking of fun, now, after this road race, after you hold a road race, you get a couple of things coming up in September. First one being the Irish Fest. I believe this is the second annual?
Yeah, second annual. By the way, just to back up 1 second, June
Please.
9th is the Sunday of the last day of our carnival that the proceeds go to Whitman Winterfest. We never spoke about that one, but that's our summer carnival. So there's a lot going on in Whitman that weekend.
And that summer, that carnival, you tell folks where the money from that carnival goes.
Well, this is the 20th year of that one-day festival that I started.
Right.
Here we are 20 years later, and the proceeds from the carnival go to pay for Winterfest, which is the first Sunday in December. Mm-hmm. So we just do a lot of stuff. And, you know, Saturday night we have fireworks in Whitman at the carnival, and Sunday will be the carnival, so... it'll be a busy day Sunday in Whitman.
And speaking of backing things up, can folks go to the McGuigan's Pub website to get information or sign up for that 5K?
You mean the new McGuigan's website?
The new McGuigan's website.
Yes, they can. It's somewhere there. I mean, you know, my capabilities are very slim, but it's on the website, and I think under the there is the ability to click something on, and you can register online.
Okay.
You can go to racewire.com, I think, as well,
okay.
And you can register. People obviously can do it because a whole bunch of people have already signed up online. So,
if there's a will, there's a way.
Joe's sitting there amazed at my technological ability, huh, Joe?
Yes. Again, that's something that I don't think I will comment on.
So anyway, you asked me about Irish Fest.
Irish Fest and halfway to St. Patrick's Day. Your halfway to St. Patrick's Day celebration. Both... happening in September.
Yeah, we had our first annual Irish Fest. I don't know, it was in July last year,
yep.
It was about 130 degrees out, and it was ridiculous.
You learned a lesson.
I'm sorry?
You learned a lesson.
Oh, a valuable lesson, yeah. And so we're going to do it in September this year. I'll have the date next week. I coordinated with Maureen Haley, who has been doing Irish step dancing lessons in Whitman for many, many decades.
Mm.
And we're going to have a number of Irish performers, Irish step dancers. There'll be a couple of vendors selling Irish stuff. Again, we block off the street. And we had 500 or 600 people show up last year. It was a pretty cool day. So we're going to be doing that in September. And then, September 17th, we'll be halfway to St. Paddy's Day. So we'll have our annual halfway to St. Paddy's Day celebration. And that's always a lot of fun, too.
Let's talk about things that take place inside of McGuigan's Pub.
Oh, yeah, we actually serve food.
You do actually, and I might add, and this is something for Joe to pay attention to, because I believe you are hailing the return of the lobster roll.
The lobster roll is back. We are becoming infamous for how outrageously good our lobster roll is, and... There is no better lobster roll served anywhere around here than what you get at McGuigan's.
You know, Richie, I was going to ask you this because everyone seems to hail the best lobster roll. And let me tell you, I've gone around and tasted some of them, you know, since I've lived here. And not everyone's word stays true to what they serve, I guess you could say. How good really is your lobster roll?
You dare ask that?
I do.
I mean, the only thing I can tell you is that I will guarantee you your money back.
I'm writing this down.
That it is the best lobster roll you have ever eaten.
I really do want to try it because I do. I go around in the summertime, and I've tried, you know, the local places in Marshfield, which all, you know, oh, you get to try theirs, and oh, you get to try theirs. And, yeah, some of them have been the best, and some of them not so much. So I'm going to have to come down and try yours.
I have, you know, you're not the only person. It's funny. That I've talked to that go around and try lobster rolls from, you know, a number of places. And you know what? We win every time. McGuigan's wins every time.
Now, is it in the lobster or is it in something you do to the roll? Or what do you claim?
It's not a lobster. It's a roll.
Okay.
Very, very, very little seasoning. I can't give all my tricks away.
It's a family recipe.
But there is several ounces of lobster meat. I mean, there's no filler.
Mm. Well, that goes a long way.
We don't use any stuff. We just use claws and knuckles. There's no legs and there's no other stuff in there.
They don't cheat.
It's just lobster meat.
There's no cheating with the lobster.
And don't tell me, please tell me you cut the rubber off the end of the claw when you put it in.
Yeah, we hope that they do that.
You know what, Rich, I think we should have a little bit of a homework assignment next time, because you're being a sponsor of the show, you're on every couple of weeks to chat with us about something that you're doing. I think that the homework assignment for Joe should be for him to somehow, whether I drive him there or he gets down there on his own, go over to McGregor's Pub and try the lobster roll, and then he can kind of let him kind of give
a
breakdown.
Back? When does the lobster roll come back?
It's back now.
Not 2 weeks ago.
Well, 2 weeks.
It's not 2 weeks ago,
late.
And people come in just for our lobster roll. That's how good it is, and I think that we will win you over. You come in once, and we will win you over.
Talk to us about a couple of other things that you know did today. You know, it's tough as far as the wallet. And you got a couple of things on your menu that can help that person, whether it's a half-price pizza, dine-in only on Wednesdays, or wine and dine for $29. Give us the details of those two items.
Yeah, you know, we started pizza several months ago, and I think that you'll all agree that the pizza's pretty darn good, too.
Without a doubt.
And so we're now doing half-price pizza on Wednesday nights, dine-in only, and it's amazing. The people that come in just for the pizza, and a lot of families come in. It's great, and that too is rewarding to see people come in and, you know, take advantage of it. And we have our wine and dine for $29 special. We've been doing that for a period of time, and it's Sunday through Thursday only.
Okay.
And it's two entrees off the menu, and a bottle of wine for $29. So that's a pretty good deal too, and a number of people take advantage of that.
You know, I think Wednesday might be the day I have to go down there this week.
Yeah, but you can't have pizza unless you have to eat the lobster roll first.
Well, that's the thing. If for some reason I don't like the lobster roll, I can just eat the pizza because I know I like that.
Can you really say that?
No.
I don't understand what he just said.
He babbles sometimes.
All I'm saying is that I'm going to eat a lot of food when I go down there, and that's the important thing.
Okay, that's perfect.
That is perfect. Let's do a couple more things before we let you go, Richie, and that is... I know tonight it's not happening, but you get something that you're starting up once again, Team Trivia. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, this is Team Trivia. We're doing it on Mondays. He actually started last week, and we wouldn't let him come back tonight because of the Bruins game that's on right now. And people up to five, and I think he has like seven rounds of trivia questions, and it's written. It's not, you know, yelling out and stuff like that. Yep. It's pretty neat. It's this concept that these people started. So you come in with a group of people, and the team with the most points wins. And we're giving a gift card away to the team every week that has the most points. That's the winner. And it goes on from 7:30 to 9:30 on Monday nights. And that's pretty neat, too, on Monday nights.
Okay. What other kinds of entertainment do you have? I know Tuesdays is Irish Sessions, and you usually have... Featured musicians on the weekends?
Yeah, Tuesdays is the Irish Sessions, and those guys go from 7 to 9, and there's, you know, any given week, there's between 4 and 10 of them that sit around and they jam with these pretty neat Irish instruments. And then Friday and Saturday nights, we have entertainment. We have different solo or duos that come in and play, or occasionally a trio. That will come in and play from 9 to closing. And there's always something exciting going on at McGuigan's, other than the fact that we serve good food.
There you go. And if folks want to find out some of the specials that you're having, entrees, you want to find out what the entertainment might be featured for that evening, how can they find out more?
Sure. The website is McGuigan'sPub.com, McGuigan'sPub.com, McGuigan'sPub.com.
Mr. Rosen, thank you so much for joining us once again, and we'll look forward to talking with you probably in a couple of weeks, just to remind folks about your great 5K road race coming up on June 9th.
I appreciate it very much, and you guys have a great night.
Go Bruins.
You too.
Thanks. See you, bye.
Richie Rosen from McGuigan's Pub. We're going to step aside when we come back. More Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.